This is a podcast from thesamplecast.com, Volume 1, Issue 3.
The Samplecast.
Welcome to The Samplecast. I'm Ruben Cornell. And firstly, thank you to everybody who's already subscribed to the show and reviewed, rated and liked us online. It's really appreciated. There's a lot to be getting on with this week, so here's the show.
Roundup.
So first up this week, we've got a real old favourite of mine. It's Garratton Personal Orchestra, and that's been updated to version 5. It's available from Time and Space, and I've got a real soft spot for this library because it's actually the very first orchestral library that I bought. Now, the version 5 has been completely overhauled. There are 70% more patches with added articulations and solo sections, so that brings the total number of patches to 500 now. To be honest, the sounds with Garratton Personal Orchestra were never going to blow you away. They're not going to fool anybody into thinking it's a real orchestra, but I do still use it, and that's because it's a really good budget price. It's under £100. You get all the instruments you could need. It has a really small CPU and memory usage, so it makes it ideal for composing on the go and really quickly sketching up full orchestral mock-ups that you can later transfer to some bigger budget libraries or, of course, to a real orchestra. Next up, we've got Gas by Audio Warp, which is available on the new Kontakt Hub. Now, this is 2 GB and it runs in the full version of Kontakt. I've actually had some hands-on time with this, and it's a really useful hybrid Kontakt synth with some really nice sounds which have been derived from electric guitars. There's a cool little arpeggiator on board, great effects, and blending controls for mixing between two sound sources. Check it out. Thank you. Finally, we've got scoring mallets from Handheld Sound. The team there have been working on a new approach to sampling, and this is one of the first instruments that they're putting out with their new capabilities. Now, it's a marimba, xylophone and vibraphone samples with an engine for glissandi, trills and rolls. Runs in the full version of Kontakt and has four mic positions and a really interesting acoustic positioner, which allows you to place those instruments in a virtual space quite easily. And it has a really low CPU usage for something like that. I'd like to see more of this in their future instruments. I'm interested to see where that goes.
Find us online at www.thesamplecast.com. Developer Update.
This week we've got a developer update, and it's Aphelion Cinematic Loops by Particular Sound. Some of you out there may already have the old Aphelion pack. Now, the new one contains all the loops from their previous cinematic toolkit, plus almost 100 new ones. There's a brand new interface with effects on board, and the best thing about this is that all existing users get the new loops for free. So check out the website from Particular Sound and drop them an email, and they'll be happy to send you those new loops for the update.
Review.
It's time now for this week's big review, and it's Sample Logic's Morphestra 2. Now, this runs in the full version of Kontakt and the Kontakt Player, and it's an update and revisualization of Morphestra 1 and Morphestra Generations. However, I'm including it as the big review this week, as it really is a fantastic product in its own right. So the original Morphestra 1 and Generations were full of fantastically sounding full multis, percussives and playable instruments, and Morphestra 2 has added 10 gigabytes of extra content. Now that brings the total number of multis and instruments up to 5,000, which is an absolutely gargantuan number. It is going to take you days to get through this content and hear everything that's on offer. So just to start with, all the old content from Morphestra 1 and Generations is an absolute goldmine in its own right. So if you haven't got either of those libraries, to be honest, you're a fool. You might as well go and jump straight into Morphestra 2 because it's got all that content there as well. There are so many presets and it is going to take you a long time to get through them all. Now, as regards the new content, there's one enormous Kontakt NKI patch where you can load up to 8 sound sources and morph between them using the 4 cores in the interface. So let's get onto that interface. It is quite a challenge to get to know to begin with, but as all the four cores are the same, once you know one, you really can operate them all, should have no trouble. Also, there's a real standardization of buttons and dials across the interface. So if you know what one button does in one part of the interface, it'll do the same thing in another. If you get stuck, there's always the Morphestra 2 manual, which is a great resource. It's simple, but detailed enough to explain what the hell is going on here. And they point out everything with arrows on the interface and really detailed explanations. So let's get on to the sounds. The first thing I did when I loaded this up is to press the random button over and over and over again and just browse through the fantastic range of sounds and atmospheres that are on offer. Now, the random button can be filtered by category, so you've got atmospheres, instruments, loops and percussives, and I did spend quite a few hours really just hitting that and playing around. Then I headed into the interface and looked at the tweakability, so if you want to, you can really dig into editing the sound modules, and you've got everything here from editing the playable ranges to filters and modulation. There's an FX rack too with 20 swappable effects and also an arpeggiator kind of step sequencer, which previous users of Sample Logic instruments should be well familiar with. What I really loved is that you can record movement on the interface, so the XY pad that you've got in the middle, which morphs between those four modules, eight sound sources, you can record the movement on that, and then every time you press a key that will play back. It's a really great little function that I had a lot of fun with. Because there are so many presets, the detailed categorization comes in really handy for easy navigation. I've always loved the names of the presets with Sample Logic because they're really creative and they actually describe what they're doing with the sounds really successfully. The only thing I'd say is that because there's so much content here, it's really easy to miss some useful things. So it took me a couple of hours to even realise that there are cinematic impacts and transitions in the collection. These are great sounding, but it took me a little while to find them. Even after I did a batch save on the instrument, loading times on my SSD for Morphestra 2 with the multi-core instruments was around 5, 6, 7 seconds a patch, which isn't too bad considering how large the content is, but you know, I was itching to get the next sound up and loaded. Here's a track showcasing Morphestra 2 called Lullaby of the Third Horizon, and it's by Alex Davis.
Composer demo.
So Sample Logic Morphestra 2, overall it's a huge thumbs up from me, and it's ideal for media composers who want a quick one-finger solution to just banging out a soundscape or rhythmic loops with no trouble at all. And it's also great for others who want a bit more customization and tweakability, as really you can get lost in these functions for days. If you've got a previous version of Morphestra, the cross-grade discount is actually pretty much a no-brainer. If you've never tried Morphestra before, then go for that intro discount if you can. You won't regret it.
Bargain VST.
You can check out more of these bargains at Bargain VST on Twitter. And first off, we're going with Axia Cinematic Loops from DJ SH Music. This is a great little pack, 10 construction kits, which are broken down into 80 loops. They're all tempo synced and you can adjust many different aspects of the loops. The only thing I'd say about it is that the interface is enormous. There's no reason to have an interface this big when all the controls are on the little section at the bottom. However, it's only $9.99, so it's definitely worth picking up. The other major discount this week is 50% off Big Fish Audio products. There's about 70 different ones you can choose from, and they're available from Time and Space. This offer is on until the 20th of March, and anyone who's used Big Fish products before will know how flexible they are. There's a huge range of genres available in this promotion as well, so make sure you have a look at them.
Little Wonder.
This is the section of the show where I look at a product which does one thing and does that one thing fantastically well. In this case, it's Dynameter by Ian Shepherd. It's available from Meter Plugs and it's just had an update, so let's check it out. Okay, so here I've got two tracks loaded up. The first is a kind of classical vocal track. And the second is a dance track. So you can actually see that in terms of volume, the tracks are very similar. I'll play them both together. It'll be a bit of a racket. You can see they're both peaking about 3 to 4 there. Now, what the Dynameter plugin does is actually measures not the volume, but the dynamics in the sound. So I'm just going to reset these two Dynameters. I've got one on each track at the moment. And check out the vocal track in this Dynameter here as it plays through. Let's move to the dance track. And that's this Dynameter. And you can see there that the vocal track has a lot greater range of dynamics. The different colours here indicate the range. If everything's kind of squashed in the middle of this meter, it means that there's very few dynamics, like the dance track. If everything's more spread out, then the dynamic range is greater. Now, I'm not going to profess to be the world's expert on dynamic range. In actual fact, Ian Shepherd has loads of decent YouTube videos on that subject. But you can really see how you can use this plugin to analyse your mixes and keep the dynamics nice and full. The update for Dynameter has introduced different broadcast platforms. So you've actually got Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music as well. And This enables you to tailor your dynamic range of your tracks to those particular platforms. Again, there's more advice on the Meter plugin site and from Ian Shepherd himself, but I think this is a really invaluable tool for being able to analyse your dynamics and get maximum loudness out of your tracks while still retaining a great level of dynamic shaping. To see Dynameter in action, head to the Samplecast YouTube show. Thank you so much for listening to the Samplecast podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe and rate us on iTunes and all other platforms. And please share the word about the Samplecast on social media if you can. Your support really means a lot to us here and will help us keep going. Check out the Samplecast online at thesamplecast.com, and we'll see you next week.